The brushed surface of the steel door bore minute lines in the cold metal. The anti-penetration plate proved an unwanted tactile sensation, which made concentration initially frustrating. A full minute passed, her fingers idly twisting the heavy dial that moved like a dream upon its well-oiled tumblers. With a TL rating of 30-6, this safe was comfortably resistant to tool entry, which is why the old-fashioned method proved tried and true. Easing into the feel of the box, taking in its density and seeking its secrets, the moment of connection suddenly hit. Eyes closed, Rachel settled into focus. One precise thump vibrated against the tips of her fingers. The beat of a heart, the heart of the combination lock, had begun to answer to her manipulations. Fingers extended and forehead pressed to the steel door, she twisted slowly to the left. Nothing to hear. 10 thick inches of steel beneath her fingertips. Just sense. Smooth roll. Twist quickly. Spin for the feel. Grip the stop and... dumpf. One number remained. Easing out her right leg, Rachel counteracted an oncoming cramp. Crouched on her left leg, she wiggled her toes within the black nylon rubber-soled creepers. She should have worked out this morning, but lately it was easy to slack. Why push her body to its limits when there was no longer anyone to force that maniacal control? Concentrate. Final spin. Rachel pressed the side of each hand, pinky fingers inward, to the dial and rotated steadily. So close. Feel for the final wheel to click into place. Crackin' boxes. You're a natural, sweet. A whisper from her past, flavored with a British accent.